It was actually an amazing experience, man.
Yeah.
I'm upset because...
Recap the house, man.
I was triggered, man. There were so many times when I wake up in that house, I head downstairs, and I would just be triggered. I'd be triggered by what I saw, the people I saw, what they would say.
And now I
wake up by myself. My room is clean. It's empty. But it's just lonely,
you.
Man.
It's just you. It's not the same, man. You don't hear the noises, man, them getting roasted, music.
Trust me, the times are coming out, so just because niggas are getting roasted, man. And now, look.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Sliders Podcast. I'm your host, Mo. We're Sliders. Yes, and we want to wish you a happy new year.
Yes, sir.
Okay, from the Sliders family. All right, we've got our host.
Lumberjack out here chopping down trees, left, right, centre.
For the Amazonian Queens.
Man on the street in that. Mm-hmm. Love to see it. Anyway.
And who's tough? Find out on the pod, aka the champion, sliding into the new year.
Actually, I don't even think I said my name. I'm Tom.
Yeah, he's a lumberjack. You know, I just realised that this, like...
The flannel.
With goes the rolled in the lumberjack.
That's why I wore it.
Yeah, I didn't need that until now. I thought you were just wearing that.
And the cap too. It's dynamic.
You look like Wolverine.
Logan
type shit.
Every time they start the scene, the movie, he's always like just chopping wood, sleeves out, just doing that.
But yeah. So what we're going to be doing today is just we're going to try and summarize the year. And that's just for us on a personal level, how the year's been.
Yep.
On a worldly level, so we're talking about big events. And I think what we'll be really interested to start with anyway is actually our Spotify Wrapped.
Yes, sir.
For the year. So we've got that on Tom's laptop over here. Sorry, his MacBook, to be precise.
Because we got money.
He got money.
That's cap. Mo got that conservative money.
Right, but I'm over here with...
Okay.
What brand is this? I swear this is fucking Hugo Boss, brother.
No, this is...
I said handcrafted by the actual Hugo Boss. That's crazy, bro.
I swear he has the same tailor as Boris Johnson. And if, I heard if you check, his pocket, he has a little bit of coke there too. Stop doing neatly.
All right, so running through the Spotify Wrap, what's the first thing we're seeing, Tom?
All right, on January 3rd, we released our first episode of the year.
And what was
that
it called?
Was episode 28, New Year, New Energy.
Oh, so that was actually our New Year's episode?
Yeah, we released that on...
Damn, you know what I was thinking about that, yeah? Should we do New Year, New Energy each year for the same title? Like, should it be the same thing?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Should it be a different title?
It should be New Year, New something, but I don't think it should be New Year, New Energy.
Fair enough.
You can change the last word.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We can figure it out.
Because I'm not going to... Damn. Guys, we're not recording this on New Year's at all. This is... We're all going to be away for New Year's.
You're ruining the magic behind the camera, Tom.
This is the start of December right now, bro.
Oh, yeah. Please. And if we're wearing the same things we're wearing on Christmas Day, it's because we're broke. I'd rather have them believe that, Tom.
It's the start of December. We're recording like 4 episodes today. This is our last day of recording before we all leave.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, next one.
Okay.
Your show made some new friends in new places. You got your first streams in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong?
Shout out my brothers in Hong Kong.
Who's streaming in Hong Kong?
As well. Shout out to you, man, still.
Do you know someone in Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Who do you meet? How do you meet people in Hong Kong?
This whole time we brought up China, he hasn't said anything about you know someone.
First of all, Sean lives in Malaysia. That's number one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do know people in Hong Kong. Shout out to them.
We nearly had this guy for a second.
Damn, Hong Kong, shout out to anyone that listened to Hong Kong, man. What's the next one?
What else we got?
You had some impressive growth this year. Can't wait for what you see next. We had 150% increase in followers, 141% increase in hours, and 110% increase in streams.
Yeah, man. Like, a lot of people... Like,
whoa!
I'm pretty sure when we started... Because obviously, we started YouTube this year, didn't we?
Yeah, we started YouTube this year, but
it grew as soon as we started YouTube, innit? So one of them was that... Because we were still on single digits for everything.
Like, Mo, if you have access to the drive, you can go there and you can see the goals folder. I have a record of what our streams are on in January. I think we doubled in streams.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, well done. Well done. Hey. Yeah.
In 2021, you and your fans had a moment. Many of them, actually.
Didn't send us something.
28 fans listened to you more than any other podcast.
And shout out to all 20 of you.
Yeah, 20 of you.
Damn. So that's if we're number... I think that's if we're number one on the podcast they've listened to this year.
Damn.
We'll take that, bro.
So that means we're number one on 20 people's
podcast. Post it on your stories. share the love, please. Show the love.
Please.
Yeah. Damn, what else we got, man?
Four fans listen to you listen to most of your episodes.
So that's like four.
So that means they're actually listening every week.
Yeah.
Four of them are listening like every week.
That's
they're
hard,
missing,
man.
Like, they're missing like maybe the one off.
Because I get tired of our voices sometimes, you know.
I don't listen back to the podcast. I don't know how you man do it. But
no, I'm just talking about when I'm with you, Tom, I get tired of your voice. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about playback.
I hear that.
I'm talking about present time.
Not to mention seeing your faces, too. I mean, if we're at it. If we're being honest.
Think about how it is having you niggas in my house. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, we're not sure what they play in outer space, but here's how your fans around the globe listen to you.
Okay.
33% of your fans listen to you between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., making it the most popular time.
11 a.m.
Podcast is high on the to-do list.
Probably when they're out doing shit.
Yeah.
Fairs.
You released 1,948 minutes of content across 46 episodes.
That's disgusting.
Again.
That's crazy.
Again, this is start December, I think, so I don't know. There'll be like, what, 3 more episodes released this year?
Yeah.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
Nearly 2K.
Damn.
Thanks for sharing with us. Same time next year. That's it.
Same time next year, you know. We'll see. Do you deserve a same time next year? Where's the 200 subs?
Where is the 200 subs actually?
Where's Sliders Miami?
Where is it?
Sliders Miami too.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna make a cash up with Sliders because I don't want people sending money to South.
What? Tom, you're an enemy of progress. If I win, we all win.
No, because you're not going to give us money.
That's not important. That's not important. But
what like, that's not important.
My win is you man's win. You don't have to have the money in your pockets,
yes,
fam.
Yes, we do.
No.
Unless it be spent on something for the podcast. It's I don't like, want to hear it.
It's like when Messi scores a goal, yeah, it's the team's win, but Messi scored it.
It's like that's not the same thing.
It's like if Messi wins the Ballon d'Or... What's the award card?
The Ballon d'Or, that is the Ballon d'Or, yeah.
If like Messi wins that, what does that do for Barcelona?
No, but they're proud because they have a Ballon d'Or.
I don't want to hear it.
Have a Ballon d'Or win on their team.
I don't want to hear it, bruv.
No, but that's different. That's an award that can only go to one person.
Mm.
Now let's talk about fucking... If there's an award for you, like let's say the fucking Mobos, some mad shit like that, yeah?
Mm.
If you get that, that is a W for the pod.
Yeah.
Because you're a member of the pod.
There we go.
But in terms of people trying to... appreciate and you know I don't know trying to
support the pod
yeah
doesn't make sense for them.
No, but they're supporting their favorite host though. I think this is where
then
the
why
green...
the hell are they sending money
is,
to you
this
why
is how this
why
is how
sending money to tell because we all you know what, the
guys
it can't be
money
tough.
Isn't can't important be no you man we need to remember that money isn't everything.
Then why do you
don't let money
tough, why do you ask for it?
I'm asking well, for no, because I'm asking for it because I need it, but it's not important. The way you man are trying to say Taff, no, guys, you're being selfish.
You're moving Higgy right now, bro.
I'm not.
It doesn't sound
I'm
like boasting them into.
You're the ones that are talking about, oh, Taff, why do you need money? But bro, let's be
money's
serious.
Gonna be the fall of this pod.
No, it's gonna be because of you two. You're greed.
Does the podcast end today? Is that what you're saying?
No,
in this,
no.
In this Taff,
episode, Taff, right now. Very crazy right now. Because Taff, I didn't say I'm gonna make my own cash app. I said I'll make one for the podcast.
Okay.
Then you had an issue with that. Why is that a problem?
You lot have an issue with people sending a fellow host member money.
I'm just saying,
you need
podcast?
To check yourself.
No, because you constantly say Sliders Miami.
Yeah.
And you say send it money to the cash app, but you've already said, I think it was even off camera, that big man, that if it's come to my cash app, that money's for me.
Well, if it's off camera, Tom, there's no evidence.
There we go.
There's no evidence of such a conversation happening. Let's move on. Yeah, and
let's recap, and
just our final thanks, you know. Bro. Thank you to everyone that subscribes. Thank you to everyone that likes our content on every social media platform.
That's true.
Everyone that speaks to us on the in the comment section. Like honestly, it's generally so encouraging that you
real
know people
well.
Just that chat to us. Like exactly, everyone that's come to us in real life should just say, "Yo, we like what you do," or "Yo, from the pod, I like the content." I just feel grateful to provide some value to the world in terms of helping people, you know, with their uni decision. Because some people are making choices on whether or not they should go uni based on an Ask a Student we done, fam. That's how crazy.
That's
it is.
Mad. You guys need to check out some more validated sources.
Yeah.
Like an unreliable source.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. But just to be a part of that process for you, to come into uni. Even though uni's a scam, innit? I don't know how proud I am to be assisting you in this. It's like a doctor in assisted suicide. Like, are you proud that you completed your job, or
that's
is it a bit?
Okay, that's a mad. I don't even know how that example came to mind, bro. We're not even gonna get into that.
Because uni's a scam.
But you, man, that approached me in Tesco. Like, listen, if you approach me in Tesco,
your mic's on.
Sorry, if
you're even in the new year,
if you approach me in Tesco at 7 a.m., listen, just say hello, keep it stepping. Because these brothers are stopping me. I'm looking a mess at 7 a.m. If I'm going to Tesco at 7 a.m., there's already an issue.
Yeah.
It means, because this is more time. In a 3-day sleepless thing, I'm out here doing my assignments. I'm going there looking like an absolute zombie.
Okay.
A man in my approach me saying, I'm not even wearing shoes, I'm wearing sliders outside.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
Nah, Tom's moving bougie, fam.
Sliders everywhere, you know.
Already, we don't even have 200 subscribers, and you're talking about if you see me in public. Just
if I'm
keep
looking
it short.
Bum, listen, if I'm looking bummy, please do.
This is all I'm saying.
You're a celeb.
He's moving mad, Mo. For him to be talking like this,
Can I finish, please? No. Because the fact that I got approached twice at 7 a.m. in Tesco, and the fact that, when I say I feel embarrassed because the way I'm dressed. Because like someone's listening to the podcast, the way they see me in Tesco, you man don't even see me.
Look how you're dressed now.
Yeah, but it's different. I'm not in person. But if someone approaches me in person, it's like, I'm stuck in a sticky spot.
Nah.
But so, it's all love. So, it's all your banner. So.
You know how it is, bro. I've always been humble. I've always showed love to people that have, you know, seen me in person.
Swear.
So I even cry sometimes, bro. Anyone that's seen me out, bro, like, they probably seen me shed tears and stuff, man.
All right.
Because it means that much.
Yeah, Robos don't shed tears. Yeah. But
crocodile tears, bro.
What I do want to say is, we've really picked up all the people that followed us and all that stuff this year.
Yeah.
Our YouTube channel started this year. We've got 184 subscribers as of now.
Yes,
obviously,
sir.
We're aiming for 200 and even more than that in the near future, hopefully 200 by the end of the year. But to have 184 alone is an achievement that we're very happy to have. That's 184 people that
clicked subscribe.
Click sub.
Yeah. And what I like about that too is like we shared the podcast and we didn't like pressure people to subscribe or anything or say just, you know, where it's like, what's it called now? Just vanity metrics, where it's empty subscriptions.
You mean that man that say, get my channel to so subs before I drop a video?
And yeah. Or like, we didn't try and force the subscriptions in that sense, where it's like, I like to know that genuinely, like, those people subscribed off their own thing, like, just say, I like these guys and I'll drop them a subscription still. And yeah, man, hopefully we can, you know, continue to entertain you. Join us in these conversations, send us some suggestions as well. What else? Just to go into the new year.
Shout out to Chucky, my man.
Yeah.
Okay. If you comment on the videos, you'll know who it's you.
Are you shouting out comments?
I'm just saying comments that stood out. I don't even think I can pull out all the comments because it's not on the notification thing anymore.
So you can go to the comment section. Do you have YouTube Studio?
It's on YouTube Studio.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Shout out Indigo Ocean.
Yeah, them and there.
Yep.
I'll shout out the rest of the individual.
Shout out Christina again. I know we really shout her out, but shout out Christina.
Yep, shout out Christina.
Yeah,
100. Fola, Terrell. Like always, like sharing the podcast and just watching. Relake. Shout out Relake. She was there when all we had was an iPhone and a dream, fam.
Do you remember them ones where we put that cloth under the iPhone?
Man. Just a bunch of rusty kids, one iPhone.
Do you know funny thing? If you go back and listen, you can actually hear the quality of.
You
can tell because it wasn't a recent iPhone. We used TAS iPhone, so that was iPhone. That was your old phone.
Yeah, my iPhone 7 that probably had like one mic working.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, to see what we've, put together, some lights, some microphones. We did all right, man. What else?
Then to go back and see how much money we spent.
Shout out Saif, Ullah, Muhammad Chowdhury, Gabriel S, Christina, Emmanuel Alegba. Is that Emmanuel?
That's Emmanuel.
All right, I'll take back that shout out.
Oh, jeez, man.
Shout out Oluranti Kuti.
Hey, Mo sister.
Shout out Talking With You. Talking With You had some very interesting points.
Which one was that?
She was the one, you know, the Just Nelson blackfishing video. So I'd say that was probably our most controversial video this year that stood out and really got engagement from people and just got out of people. And I think there's a nice back and forth between her and Mo where they're both, you know, sharing their perspectives on the matter. Respectfully, of course. Shout out Liz Atkins. My name's Amine.
This brother's known me for 8 years and he still butchers my last name. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. That's my system.
No, but doesn't it? It does say Atkins on the thing as well.
No, it's not
Atkins. Atkins.
This one, it's not the full thing. It's not even hard to pronounce.
I know.
I fully thought that.
But Atkins is a real name. So
yeah,
I was
but it's
like,
not tough. Where's the T?
It is what it is.
8 years, but bro. Anyway, man, butchers my last name. Wow.
Hello to Childish Has. Who else we got here? Donito. Someone said, is it just me or does Mo sound like a young version of TY from AFTV?
Ty.
Shout out Kitchen Kitchen.
It's just nonsense.
Who else we got here?
That Ty comment killed me.
Who's this Soul Sibel?
Yep. Shout out you. You watched the adult nursing video.
The one with Ivy, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah!
Shout out our guests too.
Shout out our guests. That's actually true.
Shout out the guests, fam. Shout out Ivy. Shout out Latifa. Shout out Lawrence. Again. Shout out Terrell. Shout out Saru.
PJ.
Shout out Josh. Shout out Samson.
Shout out PJ.
Shout out PJ Richie. These are the PJ and
Erica. Shout out
Richie
Erica.
Episode. Shout out Erica as well. We're shouting out Richie, but he didn't make his on camera debut because of technical issues. But
my laptop broke. my laptop actually broke.
So yeah,
his episode was good. I was actually pissed at that. His episode was good as well.
Shout out David.
Who's David?
Another commenter. Things are looking up in the new year.
With TJ, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out TJ, bro. Big up TJ in that.
Yeah, of course. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
What else you
know? No, because Mo's brother actually puts the podcast on his story as well.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all his C11 friends, bro.
Peter Griffin, Empress Star X.
Peter Griffin and Saga, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the people showing up for the ACS video. What else? Rosemary O. I'm not sure who Rosemary is.
Do you want to wrap up now?
Oh, they asked if we could do a review.
That's going all the way back.
It's been going on for a while, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Gotta wrap up, bro.
Yeah, of course. Again, obviously, I'd like to continue shouting out our fans, but Tom said that he doesn't want to hear the rest of it.
Okay,
this is why you should send your Cash App money to me. Vote for Taff.
We got a lot of episodes to record today, man.
We do.
But yeah, overall, it's just...
We
just want to let you know... You guys know that we appreciate the support that we've had across the past year, and even more than that, because we did technically start just before.
And there's not enough time on the pod to show and share how much love we can give.
It's true. We continue to hope to get that support from you guys, as long as we continue to deserve it.
Yep. Well, I do, because he was like, Taff always forgets to thank you guys. But
I thank you guys all the time. Yeah. I was thanking you guys when he cut me off,
guys,
actually.
Did I not bring it up
once? Please.
Did I not bring it up? I brought it up last time. Taff just never grateful until we remind him.
I'm trying. I was being grateful.
It's all about optics, Taff, isn't it?
And
it's
I was
about
being.
It's all about optics, Taff.
I don't know what optics means. So what are we doing events in the year?
So events in the year, also going back to early January, there's the, they rushed the Capitol.
Yes, they did.
In America. There's,
the Tiki Torch Whites were at it again. What is this? What is this? The Tiki Torch Mandem did the Capitol rushing. You know what's mad? This guy cusses out black women. You man don't bat an eye. You don't bat an eye, Tom. You don't bat an eye.
What do you mean I don't bat an
eye? Oh, Lord.
I'm even like more time I don't have to stop conversations because the way you man talk.
And I didn't cuss out anyone.
I didn't say anything.
I don't cuss out black women. I just like to say that.
Taff, if needs be, I'll stop you. I'll stop you man from conversation. I didn't say nothing. Continue.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm actually withdrawing from anything political. All
right.
You man had this one. I'm sure.
Cool. Like, I'd just like to give the breakdown of why they stormed the Capitol, or do we even remember it?
They stormed the Capitol because
Donald Trump lost, wasn't it?
What Donald Trump was saying after he lost the election in November last year, he was like, they stole the election because they found...
Stop the count,
all that shit, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day that they stormed the Capitol, that was the day that Congress was going to ratify the election.
Yep.
So they're doing the actual process of like confirming, okay, cool, this state voted, blah, blah, blah. All these electoral college votes go to the Democrats or whatever, to Biden's side.
Okay.
So what they want to do, so Trump had a speech across from the Capitol, maybe like an hour before they stormed.
Mm-hmm.
Then before they even stormed, while the speech was still going on, there were already people there getting ready to, like, they were putting pressure on the Capitol police and the security. then when his fucking speech ended, a lot more people came from all different sides. The security was lacking. They got through. They got in. Some people died, right?
Pretty sure. I don't think so.
No, they did. They shot.
There was injuries. There was
no,
injuries.
No, no. I think no.
No, a police officer died.
I remember that. Didn't a lady get shot and die?
Oh, a lady did get shot.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure if she died, but I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure she did.
Remember
sure
there was
did.
That video of the woman trying to get through the door.
Then she got shot. She got shot.
Yeah, she got shot.
By who? The other side.
I think it was the security guard.
Yeah.
But one of them was like. It's like eh.
But yeah, I mean, these men, they were moving wild, man. I'm pretty sure most of them have held convictions already.
Sorry, just to interject. I forgot to thank one specific person. I can't remember your name.
That's poor. That's poor. You stopped the show.
I can't remember your name. I'm sorry. But
is there anything specific you can say?
This brother approached me while I was with a girl. Thank you. Let's continue.
Oh. Damn.
You approached me while I was on a date.
Okay.
And I appreciated that one. Let's continue.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so that happened. I mean, just to show you can still have mad riots in America.
Mm-hmm. The fact that they even got that far, fam. All I'm saying is, if it was, you know, certain type of complexion doing that, they would have been ready, fam.
No, he's not wrong. More blood would have been bled, fam.
Yeah, definitely. There would have been a harsher treatment in that. And that's the, again, America is just sad. It's just sad when you talk about America, man. There's not too much wholesome stories that come out of that country. In other news, Kim Kardashian, she finally stopped keeping up with the Kardashians.
I mean, the whole show is over now, isn't it?
The whole show's done,
They've been running for how many years now?
Too long, fam. Did you watch that?
Did I watch it?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, I would sit by my mum and watch it with her sometimes.
Mm.
But it was, you know, drama sometimes, but it was just too long.
It was long. I don't even know what the storylines were about, fam. I don't know. That's just something else that happened this year. Astroworld happened this year. Word. We've already covered that. Check out the Astroworld episode. Cheeky plug. what else? And, Travis Scott's done an interview. Speaking of that. At the date of this recording.
He said he wasn't aware of anyone being hurt.
He said...
That's what he said to
her.
First of all, don't misquote Taff's best friend.
Sorry, Taff. Why don't you go ahead and...
Yeah, alright, we'll talk about your best friend and his little coke habit. There we go. You know, we can tell our prime minister to keep his nose where it should be.
Out of other people's business.
And out of other people's drugs.
Oh, gosh.
But no, Travis Scott's thing, yeah. Some people saying he shouldn't have done the interview that soon, you know? Like, maybe it's too soon for him to be coming out and making statements. He talked about the apology video as well, said... that he just wanted to get something out there. It was rushed.
So he said it was rushed?
Yeah, he said it was rushed. Like, because as soon as he heard there was fatalities, he said, no, I need to make a video and, you know, speak about this. Which is why it was unprepared and not as clean and polished. And the production wasn't to the level of people's liking.
No, I thought the filter was great.
Oh, yeah.
Great production.
What's that filter called, Mono?
No clue.
A black and white filter. Yeah, but so there was also the dismissals that Travis Scott did. That they were going to happen. They were going to dismiss a couple cases. That's just how it is.
Yeah, he said these.
Why are you saying that we're smiling?
No, nothing.
Man's like, he's got away again.
I was looking at you in the car again. I was like, we're back to this.
I went back to the mic.
There we go.
Tom, you're actually a mess.
Tom, why? Why, Tom? We need to get Tom...
He has one of those mics attached to his thing.
Yeah, you need a lapel mic, fam. Yeah.
I have one in my room, to be
fair. The podcast could sponsor Tom a fidget spinner.
I don't want a fidget spinner.
You need a fidget spinner. You know why you need a fidget spinner? Because you can lie back and, you know, instead of being hunched over.
I need something that I can, I don't know, just fuck with.
Hey. But
anyway.
Get Tom something that he can mess around with, you know? Just for us. Again, if you like seeing Tom like this, we'll continue. All I need is one comment to say, what the fuck is this nigga doing? Just one. I'll even make a fake account just to out Tom.
I'll do it on my burner.
Yeah. And for the audio listeners that are listening, Tom's hunched over, fiddling around with what seems to be a Kinder toy. Is that from a Kinder egg?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
What, you think I'd buy this?
Well, you seem to enjoy it so much, Tom. Why not invest in it?
You guys take away everything else I fidget with. So, like,
you're making like we're out to steal your joy.
Honestly.
They are.
I want to help you, Tom. I want to get you a fidget spinner. Out of my own pocket, fam.
I don't want a fidget spinner.
You need it, Tom. It's a prescription. What else has happened this year?
I mean, Prince Philip died. There was that.
I think he was dead long ago, fam.
I mean, the pictures didn't look too great.
We were just seeing a carcass for at least the last 5 years.
Oh, man. God rest his soul, man.
Yeah, God rest his soul, man. God rest his soul. Rihanna.
How's man busting bare jokes about my man? They say God rest his soul.
I mean, that's tough, man. What about Rihanna?
Well, before Tom rudely interrupts it.
What about Rihanna? I'm just saying, everything's in the wild.
But Rihanna got declared, was it a national treasure?
Who?
Barbados. So she... A national hero for her country.
Because they became a republic.
Yeah. No, that's not related to them becoming a republic.
No, but it was on the same day.
On the same day it happened, though.
It's like, it's a part of the ceremony.
Yeah, so Barbados has fully left...
They're officially a republic. They're no longer part of the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth isn't the head of state over there anymore.
But did she even have an active role as head of state?
No.
So it's just a name.
It was
only,
all symbolic.
It? Yeah.
Practically at that point.
Then why did it take so long?
I don't know.
Was it just organizing the party? Because it's all for show. Like, the British Empire isn't...
Guess
what
it's just
used
tradition,
to be.
I guess.
I guess so. I think Jamaica had some words to say about doing that as well. And that
I didn't.
They might want to too. But yeah, I didn't know how big the Commonwealth was till I saw a little video on that too.
Yeah, man, you don't know what the British Empire was on back in the day.
It's crazy, fam. Crud. And even in that, yeah, do you think that they should have apologized? Because they did acknowledge the history of slavery that played in Barbados, the royal family and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Should they apologize?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
What does that apology mean?
It's more for what it symbolizes, in that it acknowledges what happened and the country's remorse.
No, you can acknowledge what happened and understand that now it's wrong, but I don't know if there's much point in apologizing. Mm-hmm. If people will appreciate it, then sure, why not? But I don't know if people would be receptive to it. Like, would you be okay if they came down to South Africa or Zimbabwe and were just like, yeah, we're sorry about what we did before when you guys are getting... I don't know if Zimbabwe's...
I don't think Zim would care because of how we took back the thing. Because we used to be called Rhodesia, and then when the colonizers got kicked out, they changed it to Zimbabwe.
Rhodesia's a nice name, though. So is Zimbabwe.
It means the land of stone houses.
Well, Zimbabwe?
Because I think Zimbabwe has one of the oldest ruins of traditional tribes. So a bunch of stone houses is why they call it that.
I'm mad.
But yeah. What's your take on them returning stolen African artifacts or treasures?
Don't involve
me. British.
Ask Tom. I'm not political anymore.
That's cap.
No, I'm not political. I'm not talking politics on the pod again.
Why?
I'm not doing it.
Like, the next episode is literally about politics.
Well, actually, that's a shame. I guess I'm
the next
shush.
Episode we're recording is actually about politics.
I guess I'm shush then.
Oh, my days.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, we need this, bro. We literally... Listen, the listeners deserve this, man.
The listeners...
They need your unique perspective.
I apologize to the listeners.
Why?
It's just your take on returning the... Niggas will bury me, fam.
No one will bury you.
Nah.
No,
why do you care?
My opinions are being misconstrued.
That's what I care about. Your opinions are your opinions.
No, they're being misconstrued, Taff.
No, they're not, bro. Yes, I doubt you have anything outlandish to say about things being returned to Africa. But
what's outlandish? What's outlandish, though? What would be outlandish?
Anything that you...
To be fair, it's in the eye of the beholder.
It's the first thing that pops into your head. You always have to say the second one, bro.
Yeah, but anyway, so what's your take on that,
Tom? Yeah, what is your take on it, Tom?
He asked you, brother.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm just trying to involve you, Tom, since you're enjoying playing with your car so much.
I'm listening. He asked you. I'm waiting for your
response. We'll get to Tom.
Well, what's your opinion then, Taff?
Answer the fucking question, brother.
You calm down, Tom. You go back to your car.
We ask you first. But for the sake of content, since you niggas forgot what we do.
Oh, I forget. I'm talking to you, Taff.
Okay.
To Tom.
For the sake of content,
yeah.
I believe that they should return the stolen artifacts. As I don't like the fact that when they depict how these things were obtained, they leave out the violence that was involved, the people that were killed, in order to get and keep these things, or, you know, they would kill a whole village and then, you know, take a few things as souvenirs that, oh, I think the wife will love this little statue. Yeah. Let me take it back and things like that. So I think they should be returned, not even as an apology, but as a thing where it's like, this stuff was stolen. You get me? They're saying, yeah, it's stolen, but it's been here for like 100 years. So, like, why are you mad, bro? That's why I think they should return it.
I mean, in to talk about that, cause, okay, let's have a conversation. Tom doesn't want to speak, I'll speak.
You were dodging the question.
No, but that's because I'm not trying to talk about anything political.
Why?
Because you might will just misconstrue my views, but let me speak.
Let me speak. You're being a victim.
No, because what you said earlier, Taff, is you're that
victim.
When what you said earlier this episode,
yeah,
was that when I'm out here bashing black girls, Tom doesn't speak. Tell me, do I bash black girls? So my opinions on misconstrued. So you mannequin, shush. I also said speak from your heart.
If you want to do that.
But I'm not. I don't want to bash black girls.
Well, you seem like I didn't clarify what you said in that episode.
No, but today, Taff said that. When he was talking to you, he said I bashed black girls. I'm not a victim.
Stop being a victim. What are you doing right now? You're sulking, brother.
I'm not sulking. Anyway, before tears roll down my eyes because I'm sulking, man. In terms of what the whole returning things, you know how when you're committing a crime,
mm-hmm.
there's a certain period after, if you're not tried within that, after a certain period of time, then they can't try for that crime anymore. The statute of limitations, yeah?
Okay.
That's what they call in America anyway. I think it's like 25 years for like certain crimes, like murder or some shit. Do you think that applies in this case?
The statute of limitations?
Yeah.
No, I'm speaking purely from a morals.
But then, in that case, then can you not chat to man that came to America?
What does moral mean? Sorry. Moral? Tom, I slipped.
Oh, do you mean morals?
I said moral, but I corrected myself.
No, that's gone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what you were saying about America?
So then, how do you mind feel about America and then invading, well, colonizing America and then a lot of the Native American population being wiped out?
I think they should reward them back some of the land that they took.
Done that already?
No, because
they've got reservations.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there's still some reservations that even been taken over recently, to be honest.
Well, I'm talking about, they pretty much had, though, let's look at the Eastern Seaboard.
Their brothers are still suffering in what's called Native.
That's what I'm saying, but then suffering. Surely they should give the entire land back in America. They should lose New York. They should lose Pennsylvania, fam. These aren't their places.
No, because obviously land was sacred, but there was certain sacred holy ground.
Okay.
That them and have that they could get back if people want to give it back.
No,
But is it practical? Does it make sense?
No. What you're saying isn't as practical to just say, well, America, they're talking about people uprooting their life and saying, well, we took this land, so let's go back to England because we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about it's practical to go into London Museum, yeah?
Yeah.
And pick up a Benin artifact and deport it back to the Benin tribe. That is something practical done.
Also, museums only at that point will only seek to display your own culture. Then,
I'd say things that were ethically sourced.
Or what's it called? If like, because you know how.
But then, what is?
No, do you know how things go on loan for what's it called in museums?
Yeah.
And how? What's it called? Because it's not like England or the UK don't have their own artifacts, which they do.
We've been to World War II. Bunks, my guy.
They do bunkers.
Bunkers.
I forgot the name.
Yeah.
What's it called? But it's not like what's it called? We don't have our own artifacts or anything like that. I think if they go on loan for museums. Cause I think the fact that there was museums that offered to send African artifacts on loan back to the countries, in my opinion, that's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of art. Articles or
I think it wasn't sourced again with ethical means, like big man. That country, the place was invaded, they took what they want, ran the country ragged, then cut.
Yeah.
And
okay.
What do you mean and? Because I'm talking about the moral, I'm talking about morally, do they not feel a way about returning that?
I mean, clearly they don't. How many places are actually returning?
Not that many. But okay, I'm asking, do you think morally they should? Yes or no?
Morally?
Yeah, just from a moral perspective. Like, they were unethically sourced. People died for these artifacts. They were stolen. Da-da-da-da-da. And it's very... To me, maybe I don't know the ins and outs, but to me, like I said, just take it, deport it back. That simple.
No, I think it's a whitewashing of history to do shit like that.
How so?
Because... I feel like we've had discussion better time, but shit happens. Like, we can look back now and we'll say that shit is bad now,
mm-hmm.
but shit happens, fam. Like, in that same sense, in a couple hundred years, we're going to look back on bare shit we do now and we're going to say, oh shit, that shit was wrong. Should those people then be returning things that people are exchanging and shit like that?
But I think the difference is this is a history that's fresh in people's minds.
How fresh is it though?
That as in people are still aware of it and still feel robbed and they know that they're robbed. As in, like,
no one alive today was robbed.
No, but if you use it as individuals, but then you're talking about countries. Countries still carry that with them. You get me?
Yeah, that's just part of the history of your country, though.
No, but the thing is, there's a physical reminder that can be returned. It's not something that's buried in the past, that's been lost in history. It's not, you can go and see it and it can be given back to you and it can help build relationships or it can help, foster, extend an olive branch out to that country.
Because it's not like nothing can be done to reconcile right now.
Because to me,
something can be done, but
do you think returning artifacts that they have in museums is enough to reconcile?
No, but it's just something small that can be done.
It's not
something that you can do. It's like, because I don't think anything can actually make up for what happened to these countries.
But
just doing something.
But the thing is, when people talk about these things, it's not like we expect it to change and erase everything or some grand thing. It's something small that can go a long way for what to change people's views. Because that could be a big thing as well to say, we are sorry, let's just give it back. If I was to simplify it into just people and individuals, you can't say shit happened. If you're 10 and then you go all the way up to 70 and someone has something that was taken from you, you can't say just because time has passed, shit happens, that's part of the history. If you're still able to go back and get it.
You know these cases coming up, these SA cases coming up?
SA, what's that?
TAF. What's the word?
Trigger
warning.
Oh, right. Cool. Okay.
SA cases, yeah.
I thought South Africa. I'm so sorry.
first.
from years back.
Yeah.
You know how the people get compensated for that?
Mm-hmm.
They sue, they get compensated for what happened, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them, like, no one's expecting that money to erase whatever happened to them.
Yeah.
Because the trauma still exists, you get me?
Mm-hmm.
But it's something rather than nothing.
But I think it's very different to compare.
No, but I'm not comparing the wrongdoings, but I'm comparing, what's it called?
That's a lot more personal. Do you think people on a personal level would care?
No, I'm trying to...
Whether items are returned. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, in a case, in stuff like SA or other stuff where it's... Because TAF is talking about if something is stolen from you and then you're 10 and then you grow to 70. That shit is personal. Like, you will feel that on a personal level. Like, mm-hmm. if someone steals... I remember a teacher in primary school, she stole my... She didn't steal. She took my fucking blue Dino Ranger toy from me. Because I was playing with it in class. Said she'd give it back to me at the end of the year.
Didn't. At the end of the year?
At the end That's of the year.
You're lying. Year.
No, listen, Miss Moore, shout out to you. Because I know she was so nice, but she stole it. She didn't give it back to me at the end of the year.
She gave it to her own
By the end of year six. That was reception. I got to year six and I still went back. And I asked if she had it because I cared that much. She didn't have it. Yeah? Or she didn't have it. Still now, 70 years old, 21. I'll still take it back. When I'm 70, I still want that shit back. It's not coming back, but I still want that shit back. One of my favorite toys, yeah? But that's on a personal level. Now, I can't speak personally as to... I know, I can't speak personally as to whether I would care whether Nigeria got some artifacts back. I personally would not care whether or not Nigerian artifacts were returned to Nigeria. But I wonder whether other Nigerians that live in Nigeria would feel happy or in any way feel compensated if they were returned, or whether it's just more of a national... sort of compensation.
Yeah.
Like, do you think people on a personal level are going to feel that shit? Or actually really going to
care? No, it's national. I'm not talking about personally. Like, oh my God.
I only brought that up.
Personally, yeah.
I only brought that up because I was comparing, trauma that you... or what's it called, wrongdoings that you can't reverse, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, all right, first.
Yeah, I was just comparing to him, like, you can't reverse after you, like, someone goes through SA. Whatever money they get, it's not going to reverse the trauma that man went through.
Exactly.
Damage it.
Are there such thing as national morals, though?
Hold on. And you also mentioned whitewashing history. I think that history's always is made every day. Like, that's just the facts, isn't it?
Yeah.
So why can't the story be that in 100 years ago, they took this, and then 100 years after that, they returned it?
That's fair enough.
That's history. Like, it's not, the history doesn't mean it happened and it has to stay that way.
Yeah, but then it depends on as to your reasoning as to why you're returning it. So if you're returning it because you feel pressured to do so because of the, like, the aggression and how those items were achieved.
Times have changed. You've learned better, do better.
Fair enough.
Like, yeah, if you're still on the same thing, like, nah, we took it, we're going to keep it, and fuck you lot, like,
I mean, it is part of that nation's history when they take it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, but my only thing is, with this whole thing about, since we're practically saying now that there's no personal morals,
mm-hmm.
then do national morals even exist? Because
Germany, and what happened
Germany,
to the Jews?
But then, yeah, I know, that's what I thought about.
They were ashamed.
Well. Yeah, they're ashamed now. Germans to this day are still ashamed, yeah?
Exactly.
But again, that one's a lot more fresh. But then think about something. I'll give you something that's even more fresh. And how do people think about it to this day? The invasion of fucking Afghanistan and shit like that, yeah? Mm. We now know. The British people know. The American people know. That shit was founded on fake grounds. Weapons of mass destruction type of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What do we do? What do we as a nation want to do for those people? Nothing. There's nothing. Bro.
To be fair, that's
it's national morals when you choose and when you don't.
I think it's down to the media as well. The media plays a huge factor.
No, but the media exposed that. The media exposed that.
It exposed it, but then got covered up. People forgot. Super Bowl came around. The World Cup came around. Like, all these things, entertainment, overshadowed. Yeah, people don't know to that extent.
They know.
There's a certain level.
They all know the war was fraud. They all know the war was fraud. The soldiers that went there know the war was fraud.
Mm.
Or now they do anyway. They didn't know at the time, but they know the war is fraud. Or was fraud, sorry. But where's the national morals to make it up
I'm
to those people in Afghanistan?
I think there needs to be enough people.
I think you're overestimating certain people because, there's a lot of Americans that would swear by they still trust the government and they don't believe the war is fraud.
American nationalism.
I mean, America's a different statement. Let me accost them. Yeah. But
you're going.
We've got a couple of listeners, 20% listeners.
They're gonna say, "I heard what you said about the bard."
Yeah, right. But over here in the UK, where we're hella skeptical anyway, fam. People are conspiracy theorists for good things, let alone conspiracy theorists for wars that people are already skeptical of in the first place.
But America, the thing is with America's corruption is that there's countless stories. 9/11 to this day. Still being talked about whether or not that was true or not, you know. There's so much corruption in America that it becomes a disadvantage in that if people are always doing these conspiracy theories, people care less slightly. If you get what I'm saying, but as far as that, I think I was going to say that not enough people care, and the voice of those people that are affected, like Afghanistan. Like, I'm not from that country, so I'm not really tapped into what they think and their opinions and all that stuff. But I am an African person who was affected and, you know, it cares to some degree as to, like, you know, that I'm tapped into that. That's what I'm tapped into. But I think there's some Afghanistan people from Afghanistan that, like you say, they are vexed. Like, this was a fraud war. Our people died.
Of course.
And you man wronged us and we won. Da, da, da. So there's people probably championing that to this day because I doubt that's something someone would give up on. There's, you know, so that's on them. But I'm just speaking from what I know.
That's fair enough. I guess nothing altogether negative will come from the returning of artifacts.
Yeah.
I mean, Would it be fine for, like, mock-ups? So if like, there's a Nigerian vase, for example.
Yeah.
Just made that shit up. Yeah. If they made like a replica of their base, kept the replica, but then sent the thing back, would that be like...
That's such a harmless solution. Like, if you lot like it, make a mock-up and send us the
thing. No, but it's
not
in terms of just liking it. It's just that, so that part of the history can still be represented. Because...
Yeah.
And they don't always... I mean, I don't... For the most part, museums don't tend to hush up... the terrorism might have gone into getting some of these artifacts. Some are donated by private collectors,
mm-hmm.
but then others are like British government possessions, yeah. shit like that.
Are the mummy tombs, are the mummy, what are they called? The mummy coffins. Like, are those are mock-ups, surely?
I forgot what they're called. Sarcophagus?
Sarcophaguses, yeah. Are those are mock-ups?
No clue. I'm sure some of them aren't.
But you're telling me Manchester Museum has a real-life mummy?
It's completely possible. Wait, real-life mummy or real-life sarcophagus?
Sarcophagus and the mummy inside it.
There's sometimes. A mummy inside?
Yeah, sometimes they...
Do they expose it?
Yeah, yeah, you see it sometimes. There's a couple sarcophaguses.
I'm not sure whether it's real or not.
I don't think they would have real mummies anyway.
Fair enough.
It's completely positive. I'm telling you, the way the UK had reached before, man.
Grave digging's illegal unless it comes to pyramids. I don't know Egypt's law on grave digging, to be fair. Surely they allow it if they do pyramids, right?
I mean, I guess when they were doing, when they found the mummies and shit, they were excavating. Because a lot of this shit was just lost.
Fair.
Like nobody knew where that shit was. Okay. But yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Got a little off track.
Yeah.
But hey, that was still the whole, that's still part of the year.
Yeah.
This one's going to be longer anyway, so it doesn't matter.
This yeah.
is going to be a longer anyway.
But yeah, so should we get into like us personally?
Yeah.
Our changes for the year? That was an interesting segment.
Changes for, wait, what do you mean? Like our recap for of the last year or?
No,
just like how things have changed for us
how
this
things
year.
Have changed. Anything major? Did you meet your goals? All that stuff, like just anything new.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say the major, most major thing that's happened for me this year, or significant thing, is...
He got married. Nah. Congratulations to Mo and his beautiful bride.
Mm-hmm.
We wish you the best.
Yes, sir.
There's no rings. There's no rings.
I'm still uni students, Mo.
I'm still legally single. But no.
Hey! Well done. Well done.
But anyway, yeah, that
all
was
I'm
last
saying,
year.
Mo's girlfriend.
I got
cuffed
last
if,
year. I got
cuffed
last year.
I don't know if you want me to mention her name, but Mo's girlfriend. You hear what he's saying, yeah?
No, wait, yeah.
Man said technically single.
No, I can speak. No, I am technically single. When I'm filling in forms, have you men not filled in forms sometimes? I just let to the... There's no...
I don't have a girlfriend. Oh, there's no inner relationship.
There's no inner relationship,
there's no situationship box.
For those proper forms. Obviously, for Facebook and shit, they'll put that inner relationship crap, but... yeah, so I am in a relationship. I got cuffed last year anyway. But this year, I say the most major thing was the leaving the house.
Leaving the house.
Oh, yeah.
Just the whole process itself.
Was
trying to find a house.
Disgusting. Yo, tell him how he got this one.
For those that don't know what's it called, the man named pretty much... our whole French group, barring me and like one or two other people, they all lived in one house for, what, 2 years?
Wait, what are the two other people?
Yeah, so it's two other people.
Oh,
Sam is like, I don't know them people.
Do you?
I double checked, but yeah, barring like two other people.
Yeah,
we all live in the same.
It was actually an amazing experience, Sam.
Yeah,
I'm upset because
recap the house, man.
I was triggered, man. There were so many times when I wake up in that house, I head downstairs, and I would just be triggered. I'd be triggered by what I saw, the people I saw, what they would say.
I
wake up by myself. My room is clean, it's empty.
But it's just
lonely,
you.
Man.
It's not the
it's
same.
Just you. You
it's
don't,
not the same, man.
You don't hear the noises, man, them getting roasted, music.
Trust me, the times are coming out, so just because niggas are getting roasted, man. And now, look.
Yeah.
Those them nights where people, listen, them games of Risk.
Yeah.
Trust 12, me. 16 hour campaigns.
Too many fights over board games, man.
Too many fights.
People rage quitting over board games.
Yeah, and video games as well.
People rage quitting over board games.
Shut up, Tom.
We all know it's tough, man. We all know it's tough.
Oh, sorry.
Tough did it better.
You as well.
When I rage quit.
No.
I never got pissed.
You threw games.
You know the funniest thing? I was talking about Lawrence.
That's
the funny thing. I wasn't even talking about either of you. I was talking about Lawrence.
You forget.
You
about
showed
Lawrence,
yourself.
You
exposed.
What do you mean?
Mo, I wasn't looking at it. I was looking at the camera. I wasn't looking at it.
No, but I was thinking of Taff.
Yeah, I was thinking of Mo.
Why are you thinking of me? What are you talking about? Everyone knows
you've thrown games, Mo.
No way. I'm not saying I've never thrown games.
You've rage quit.
I've thrown a few games.
I've threw games before we made it a rule to not throw games.
Yeah.
There's
too many
rules. Yeah, so
many too many rules. You know what? Yeah, one day we'll fully unpack
the stuff I have written down.
The HC, which is the initials of what we deemed our house. Yeah, we'll fully go into that. I think everyone should come onto the pod.
Yo,
like,
that
before
would be
the year ends.
Or you mean all of us?
Yeah. We should all
wait,
come.
You want to do that?
We can't do it this year.
We can't do it this year, bro. Because you're leaving on Sunday and I'm working Saturday,
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, I would definitely say, though, we should definitely have an episode where we break down the house completely.
Yeah.
That'd be mad if everyone there.
You know the reunion ones?
Yeah, that'd
listen, be mad. The amount of censorship that will have to go on that video would be disgusting.
Actually, that would be long editing.
No, because no. First of all, that's going to be like a 2-hour episode, number one.
No.
Do we even have enough
mics? That'd be 3 hours, fam.
No, but we have 4 mics. There'll be 7 people.
Yeah,
we can do
all that. I'm saying is that that's gonna be a long ass episode.
Yeah, we just have to be really organized, like,
and
4 mics between people, and then because we can swivel these mics around,
you just have to be swiveled whenever you want to speak, really.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a long ass episode, boy.
Yeah. But I think it would be worth it, fam. As a one off, just that would be a long episode,
yeah. But just as a brief breakdown of what it was for the past 2 years,
a lot of rules,
a lot of mayhem,
games. And the bangs.
Bangs. There was violence. There was
the bangs.
It was coordinated violence. It was coordinated violence.
Listen, we were no. violent. Man.
All right, let's not go into the bang system.
Let's not go into too much.
There was a system that involved bangs in order to preserve.
There was corruption in the system.
An environment of law and order.
No. The corruption was rife in the system.
We would say
don't speak on corruption when you know that you yourself.
Yeah.
Let me not even speak. You know what? We'll save that for the reunion.
You know what's mad? If we mention bangs, Lawrence is always gonna use.
Do you know the funniest thing? You know the funniest thing as well. Yeah. The funniest thing is I think when we gave Mo bangs, that was in the first year you guys lived together.
Yeah, that was.
So I knew Mo, but I didn't really know Mo like that.
You're so comfortable giving me bangs, yeah.
You see,
I'll switch now.
Guys, we because I didn't live with them, but I was there quite often. So
I'm glad you're honest.
So
often, fam.
Sweating in the couch.
Trust me, fam.
Swear. We're going to discuss what we do in other people's yards.
Oh, please.
But anyway, because I was there quite often. Yeah?
Quite often.
We decided that, they decided that as a collective, if I could get strikes, which I did start getting strikes, bear in mind, for some bullshit reason.
Dear man, banging me for this bullshit reason.
So because I could get strikes, I took part when everyone was getting the bangs.
Okay.
Which I think is fair.
Oh, yeah.
Even though, again, corruption, you guys followed your dictator Lawrence into giving me strikes out of nowhere.
There were 5 Nigerians in the household.
Corruption
in the system was bound to happen.
Corruption. It was so corrupt.
We made a system and the Nigerians corrupted it.
It was the Zambian that corrupted it. And it was the Zimbabwean that seconded him.
There's only 4.
4 Nigerians. Osaru, Toby, you.
Tom.
There's no one else.
All right, fair enough. But yeah, that's a little snippet into the House Chronicles.
Yeah.
The day that episode comes
so
out,
much shit
there'll be
went
a lot
that.
More of this going yeah. on.
So much shit went on in that house.
I will apologize on behalf of that episode in terms of the chaos you'll see.
Yeah,
the games as well, fam. The Christmas dinners.
Oh, me and Toby's birthday.
Yeah, the birthday. Oh. These
the
guys
have birthday celebrations at that yard, fam.
Yeah.
Our house was tired.
Yeah.
Our floors were creaking, fam. Our names were triggered. The amount of cleaning. Ugh.
Yeah, bro.
Tough. Why are you saying the amount of cleaning?
What do you mean? I'm talking about after those events.
Let's not drop people. We'll save this for the reunion. But what I will say, because we've made
as
it
a
sound...
non-resident, Tom has a lot to say about the residents of the house. As a non-resident, I clean a lot more than I should compared to you.
Put like this, Tom was like Jazz from Fresh Prince. The nigga was just always there.
No. Deep, how did I not live in that yard but I clean more than Taff?
Oh, please.
Hey, all we can say is, because you made it sound hella negative, but there was also a lot of laughter and a lot of love at the house as well.
Yeah.
Fuck that house, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So much shit went
but yeah,
down.
Missing the house. So we moved. The house split up.
Yep.
The moving situation was long. Finding a new place was long. And just the difference, I just think the stark difference between... When we returned to Newcastle last year, or beginning of this year, after Christmas break, we're turning back into the house. When we return to the house this year, like 2022, well, we're turning back to Newcastle this year, it's just going to be completely different.
Yeah.
It's back to the solitariness of our studios.
True.
To be fair, it's better for me now because I don't live on my own anymore.
Mm.
Actually, I'm not.
Oh, true. Like, because you're in the house. That's true.
Yeah. Well, I will say, I think we should make this a uni chronicles in terms of our living. Because I think it's pretty full circle that we've had regular student accommodation. we went into a house outside the city, and then we came back to experience studios.
But you
want to
make this a Unichronicles?
No.
Or
do you want to make a
just
separate
the housing thing, not this. Yeah. But like, we just come out and just talk about, because we've had all three living situations a uni student can have, right? Yeah. So I think that would be good to cover.
To be fair, the reunion episode itself is practically a Unichronicles, fam.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a fat episode.
Yo, we can throw in some clips, some personal clips about the house.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Listen, those clips are gonna have to go through a filter.
No,
process.
Of course, they have to be approved by the council.
You can't just really.
That needs to be unanimous. Everything involved.
I think we need to be liberal as well.
No.
Some clips have to come out.
No, we can be liberal. We can be liberal, but there's certain things that can never be released. First of all, number one, what we're not going to do, we're not mentioning names.
Mm-hmm.
Names cannot happen.
It should only really involve people that were in the house.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Tom.
We know why Tom's saying no names because I'm
not.
This guy's clubbing his own behind.
No, Tom. No, to be honest, we can also say why. You can also say why Taff should have mentioned names.
Why?
That's true.
What did I do?
It's not about what you did. It's more what you didn't do, to be honest.
Oh, my days.
Stop. we can say why Mo don't want to mention no names.
Yeah, I'm good.
We can say why any of us don't want to mention names. Because if you must not mention names, I'll mention every name.
Actually, I think names finish everyone. I can't lie.
Yeah, they do.
Names finish all of
they
us.
They do. It should only really involve people in the house. Yeah, of course.
But like, no, we talk about situations, just not names.
Situations.
Yeah, fair enough. Just that transition as well, the solitariness of it, it's like, oh. Like, we still like hang out because we're in the same building, but it's not the same as being...
Four of you in the same building.
Yeah, the four of us are still in the same building. But it's not the same as, when there's life. Like, there's just something in you as a person. You can just sense when you're in your room at home, just knowing there's other people in your areas comforting as well. Versus here when you wake up, like, it's cold. Like, there's no...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, plus, what's cold? We've only gathered together, like, all like 8 or 9 of us. We've only gathered together, like,
8 or 9? Who are these other people?
Well, if it's including me, it's 8. It's including it's 7. Jets, it's 9.
Oh, true.
Including you, is 7.
Oh, it was a 6-bedroom house, wasn't it? Shit, my bad.
Some niggas are just so confused.
What's it called? Yeah, but well, we've only, like, in the past 2 months, we've only seen all of us in the same place, like, what, twice?
Mm.
Twice, really?
For all of us, yeah.
All of us haven't been in the same location.
Bro, I'm telling you, I've seen... So this was Maja.
Yeah.
I've seen Tora 3 times, I think.
Yeah, he's on the other side of the
yeah, because he does crazy.
That's so mad though.
But yeah. I'm not gonna lie, it's because like what I talk to Tyrell, but I barely see Tyrell because he lives far from me. I'm not gonna lie, because I live in one direction from you, man's yard. He lives in the other direction.
It's actually mad.
It's wild.
Zara, I've seen barely. Even
no, he's been isolating.
I ran into Osari today.
Isolating.
Yeah. You saw the group chat. Yeah, he was isolating.
What, COVID?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, yeah, one of the lecturers.
Yeah. I ran into Osari today still.
No, how's he, man?
He's calm. He's out of isolation now. He's out of isolation. Yeah, he's blessed now.
Big up Osari, man.
Niggas on the up, man. Niggas on the up.
Because someone in his work, what's it called, caught COVID. Fuck that nigga Osari as well, bruv.
Nah, man. Big up Osari. He's a good kid.
He's got a long life.
He's made a few mistakes in life, but he's good, man.
What's up? That's actually crazy. This house is actually...
Yeah, man. It's actually...
That's definitely the biggest thing for me personally. That's all I can really speak on.
Yeah.
Because it just changes... The dynamic changes...
Yeah, it's just
so much. And the thing is, I don't know about you guys, but when we were living back there, sometimes did you not just want to like go downstairs and get food, but with no one, without running into anyone?
I think that's why I like living here, because for me, I listen, because my room is the first one on the hallway, so I listen to wait until no one's out.
No, but even when I listen.
Why are you moving like a thief though? Why do you want to be on your own in the kitchen?
Sometimes you just don't want to interact with
no because yeah, if you just want to get your meal and then quickly go up and do whatever you're doing in your room personally, then...
For me, I wanted just an empty kitchen so I could play music, jam. If there's people in the kitchen, you can't play your music as loud.
That never stopped you.
That's true. That never really stopped you.
No, but I couldn't go in
We knew when you were in the kitchen. Yeah. But now it's like, I would miss that. I miss coming down. And even if no one's in the kitchen... Someone comes down or comes into the kitchen while I'm in there. Instead of just being a quick trip, go to the kitchen, fry something up, leave. I'm in there.
You
talking,
find out something new.
Find out something new, start talking, blah, 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 conversation.
And it would always lead to a roast session. Honestly. What I noticed about the house, yeah, is that there was no logic in how we congregated because we had a sitting room. But we would always be in the kitchen.
We'd be in the kitchen and like on the stairs.
On the stairs. Like we'd be sitting in some odd positions on the ground, fam. Like on steps.
Because I think
standing by a door. Because like there was no logic.
Because we never actually met to meet.
Yeah.
It's like we were in, we were doing our own things. Then one thing comes out. Then another thing comes out.
Because exactly. like meerkats, fam.
Yeah. It's because the fact that, because whenever I came over, I never brought up the fact that I was coming over to, I never put in the group chat coming over.
That's true.
I was always
announced presence.
Actually, no. I was always just talking to one person, yeah. And I always came over to see that one person. Mm. But even though I came over to see that one person, I saw that every man just came down to the living room, kitchen.
True.
It's actually sad, man. Plus run that, back those years, man.
Plus that kitchen, yeah. There, man. The amount of shit happened in that kitchen on that hallway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, fuck.
There's too many.
Oh, remember the shit that happened in Taps Free?
Even those ones.
We'll recap that story.
We'll recap the story. We're both painting his face too. Yeah, we'll recap that story too.
That's not fair.
See how Tom's voice gets hella mellow,
bro. But if you recap the more pain in his face, that means we can recap the Korean barbecue story.
What Korean barbecue story?
For my birthday.
What happened then?
You guys don't remember?
No.
Wait, who did some wild shit? Did I do some wild shit?
Did I?
Who was it?
It seemed like I introduced a bit of news to you, man.
So wait. Just were we there? Was it me?
No. I introduced a bit of news about Taff, concerning Taff to you, man.
Oh! That's what he was on
about.
You're
a menace. You're a menace.
Oh, I don't even get it. Oh, all right. Cool. Fair enough. Oh, okay.
Jeez. Damn.
Well, yeah. I think that was a crazy change. What else?
Bro, that's it for me, fam. In terms of crazy changes.
I think for me, just the being out of uni, fam. Like, just getting out of uni, that was a crazy thing.
Because you're taking a year out, isn't it?
Yeah. So, just literally working fucking 9 to 5 is long. It's long, fam. And I was like, how do you do this for the rest of your life?
Hey, man, you've been taking those overtime. We've been taking those overtime hours as well, though.
Bro, your overtime is crazy.
Yeah, back when I had overtime, it was just, hey, man, you need to make bread.
Your overtime hours are crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. I think that was a change or like a peek into adult life, you know, working, paying rent,
yeah,
all that stuff. And I really deeped how 9 to 5 can really drain your energy in terms of wanting to do other things or thinking about other things to do and stuff. So, yeah, I think that's something important that I want to think about whenever I go into a career. Like, what is the work-life balance that I'm getting? I think that's what I learned. As far as my New Year's resolutions, I looked into crypto. I don't think learning a language was part of my thing, but I started Spanish. What else? As far as my weight goals, yeah. I don't know. Like, I think I just give me to the end of the month and then I'll update it on the socials. Like, just keep an eye on Instagram. I'm not sure I'm there yet, but just give me to the end of the month and then I'll get there. But congratulations to Tom. You know, clap it up for Tom.
Yeah, he
reached his
goals. We support our brother.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yep. So
what was my goal at the start? 117.
Yeah. And what's your goal now? I mean, what's your weight now?
I weigh like 111, bro.
Let's go.
Yeah, we set targets. You reach
next one's 100.
And how do you feel?
Me? I feel tired. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten today. Actually, no, I had breakfast. But that's about it.
Fair enough. That but just in accomplishing the goal you set out.
I don't know. I felt jobless for a little bit.
Jobless?
Yeah, I was like, ain't got nothing to do now. But that shit was like motivating me.
I
felt a bit jobless for a little bit.
Without the
goal. Then I got a new goal that was a lot harder, so I was like, jarring.
So is it 100 for the end of next year then?
Way before the end of next year, hopefully.
Oh, okay, cool.
Probably summertime.
Are you meant to set a New Year's resolutions then? New ones?
I should have been able to hit it this year, but I was lazy.
Oh. But you still hit your actual target though?
Yeah, no. But I set a new target, I was like, let me try to hit 100. Like, I didn't, so I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, to go into the crypto thing, if anyone's like genuinely like keeps up with these New Year's resolutions or like how these guys turned out, like the crypto thing, looked into it. It's basically religion. No offense to anyone in religion, but crypto, you read your holy book, see if you believe it or not, join a bunch of other people that believe in the same thing, and then hopefully it makes you money. Like in a nutshell. Like, and then you have the people that genuinely believe in it, like your true believers, non-believers, false idols, false prophets, charlatans, witches. Like, you see all of that in crypto in it. And it's like, there's money to be made, but it's not... it's not long money. It's not long money. Unless you genuinely believe in a project or you're working a project. I think if you make a coin and you market it well and it has a function, you're always going to be the winner in that situation. But as far as investors goes, like, the market is just, you know, too volatile and stuff like that. But to Jude's Crypto, like, I just read up more on, like, what's happening in the world, opened my perspective on things. Oh, yeah, I read more. I think I read, like, 30 books.
Damn.
I think I read 30 books. I read a lot of books on, like, finances and investing just for knowledge and information. And then other books were just on lifestyle, like, mental health. What else? I separated into, like, languages, communication, lifestyle, and the general knowledge. And then I just cycled between those things. There's a great app if you want to read books but you don't have the time. It's called Headway. And it summarizes books into like 15-minute chunks where you can, it just gets the essential bit of the information out. And yeah, I think that's cool.
I remember last year. I
forgot about that.
Sorry, yeah. We spoke about a lot about consistency for all of us.
Yeah.
So just out of curiosity, manage, I can't remember what we spoke about in what context, because I'm pretty sure we applied it to like each of our goals.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can remember anyway. I remember I spoke about it, I know Mo spoke about it, so did you. So like, I just wondered, how did you man apply that shit still?
I the thing is, I didn't apply it everywhere. That's
yeah, word.
Yeah, what? I applied it in some things and I applied it in other things. And I don't know whether it was like a subconscious choice. Like, I wasn't like in control of, like, I wasn't overtly picking, like, I'll be not consistent in this.
Mm. Yeah.
It was just like, it just happened sporadically. I was consistent in the crypto stuff and the reading, as like, you know, I just had my notebooks, I'd read. And what helped me stay on task with that stuff is making notes on my paper. On like a little notebook. And what I found helpful was respecting the notebook, in that if I write it down, I have to do it. So then there would be times where it was like, I wouldn't write anything down because I know that I'll have to do it. So then that day might be unproductive, essentially. So it was better to, because I think for me, I feel worse off if I write something out and I don't do it, because visually I'm looking at like the failure. Yeah. You get me, of like, yeah, I was meant to do this, but I didn't do it, like, it's on the list. So, like, if I didn't feel productive, I wouldn't even put myself in a position to write anything down to do. Mm. Yeah. And then even in days where, like, I didn't want to read or do anything like that, I still did it and it just came through. But as far as the inconsistencies, that was probably in fitness. But I think the inconsistency is always going to, like, it's always been in eating. Like, however, of the past couple months, I've been doing very well with my meal preps. But before, earlier on in the year, it was like, I'd always exercise consistently. However, my eating wasn't consistent enough to match the exercise. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, like, for weight to change, there's a triangle of sleep, exercise, and food. Like, if you're strong in exercise, but your sleeping pattern's shit, like, you're sleeping 4 hours, and your eating's terrible, you're not going to see that much progress. So the whole triangle has to be strong. You get me? So I could be strong in like my sleeping because what, COVID? So you're sleeping and waking up. You're getting a good amount of sleep during COVID. However, the eating is just whatever it is. Like, I didn't pay too much attention to my eating. But that's something I want to get back into, just eating.
Yeah. In terms of consistency, this ain't going to sound too good. I played a lot of League of Legends this year.
You were consistent in League.
More seriously, I would definitely say the pod.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, I feel that's an achievement for all of us as well, to be fair. And there were definitely blips. There were times where the editing on my part wasn't being done on time. No, that's pretty much it. Editing wasn't being done on time. So videos would be long to come out. Yeah, but even still. League. Pardon?
You said league. Tom said league. That was the reason.
I'm tired of this guy. No, yeah. Honestly, I don't know. There was like more than, there was like two, three blips. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, I don't know why that was. But then I would say overall, the whole pod as a whole, definitely consistency. So I don't know whether you guys can tell, but if you think about it, we started dropping episodes on YouTube.
End of January.
Yeah.
I think it was only 3 weeks that we did, to be fair.
Yeah. And yeah, then that's, and look, and just all you need to do is consider the amount of videos we've dropped on YouTube. The videos we've dropped that go on to TikTok, Instagram. Yeah. We've now started Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
You guys don't understand the amount of storage these videos, raw,
true,
finished after true, they've been rendered true, and edited. True. Take
Or even the concept of ask a student, like the thing
the
is,
the concept of getting people involved, trying to get them on the pod, collaborate with other people. You really start seeing where,
like, ask a student, bro, is very, it's not really on us. Like, we're down to record. It's more on availability of guests.
Yeah.
That's what's annoying about our students. So the consistency of that is generally not even in our hands. Like, if people can't make it, we can't make record it. This thing, because we can't do every subject.
Because I'm not going to lie, more time, we pretty much, we find time to record pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
We can do. Like, if it's one of them ones that's been a busy, like, a few weeks and we just don't have any backup videos anymore. So we have to actually record an episode. We can find time to record pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But to get ask a student or to even get guests on, it is the most jarring process ever.
Yeah.
Because more time... Should I even say this? Okay.
Probably should.
At the risk of sounding salty.
But then something else that's also really big, like consistency-wise, and again, don't know if you guys believe this, but when you see videos that come out like now or later... But they look like they were filmed time ago. The stuff we're talking about, like contextually wise, doesn't make sense for us to have been talking about only a couple of days ago. Exam period. So exam period in the summer. That was not even the summer. Let me go all the way back to April. So like Easter time. So the amount of recording we did in Easter, we did amazing. Like two recordings a week. We did two recordings a week.
Yeah.
Couple episodes each in each of those sessions, and did that for like a whole month. We must have pumped out at least 16 to 20 videos.
Yeah.
It was absolutely horrendous.
It was crazy.
The work rate was disgusting. I was tired.
Yeah.
I think that must have been the toughest period in terms of recording for the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then what it allowed us to do is it set us up to be very calm and not so stressed for recording videos when it came to the period just before we had our summer exams.
True.
And then the actual period where we had the exams as well. We've got exams coming up again and Christmas break. So we've got Christmas break, so we're not going to be able to record. We've got exams in January, so what are we doing again?
Yep.
Recording bare videos so that we have shit ready for you guys.
Yeah.
Because
and you know what's good about it too? It's like we made, like, if this podcast doesn't do like crazy numbers or 1,000 or 2,000, 3,000 subscribers, anything like that, I don't even care. It's like we made a time capsule for ourselves in that hopefully, as long as, to be fair, we made a time capsule, but that's if YouTube's still up by the time we're 40. Hopefully.
True, hopefully it is.
Hopefully. Maybe I should download these videos just in case and put them on a hard drive. But
it's a lot of space, I'll tell you that, fam.
True.
Because I've deleted videos.
No, but we can download them from YouTube.
We can download them again.
The quality won't be there, but it's good enough to watch back.
It'll be good enough to watch back, yeah.
So hopefully, if YouTube's still functioning by the time we're 30 and 40, we made a time capsule of our time in uni, just where our heads were at, where our minds were at, when we, you know, do a chronicle of where we're at in university, whether we'll make it, our thoughts on graduating, our career paths, like where we think we'll end up, you get me? Because I don't know if you guys did it in primary school.
Just sad.
What do you mean?
It's actually sad.
How? What's wrong with you, niggas? Well, so like in primary school, I'm so curious. Like, we wrote in primary school where we'd be at this age, but I never got the letter. Like, I didn't get it back. But so I think this is one of those things that we can look back and see and hear and how we dressed, what we wore, like maybe the style choice. The style choices we made.
We didn't address this.
This is the second episode we recorded today. We haven't even addressed the fact that whether first of all, flannel, lumberjack, Mo.
Oh, Tanto wants to dress nice because you know.
Yeah.
It's New Year, innit? I'm about to go to a New Year's party. This isn't pre-recorded. I'm going to a New Year's party in about a couple hours just after this.
Yeah.
Obviously, sure. Repping Man United, repping the little.
Sure.
You know what it is.
I swear it's the 10th of December, bro.
No, yeah. It's not the 10th of December. What?
Well, you're going to fraud.
31st.
You're a dog.
31st.
You're a dog. But yeah, man, just look at what we, you know, we built for ourselves, you know?
For me, it's just been fun, bro. Actually, yeah. I've just enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been all right so far.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. Even our arguments are fun. Mm. So it is what it is.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? We haven't had any actual proper arguments.
You mean like actual beef?
Yeah.
I'm
surprised.
That's the thing I like about our friend group. Majority of our arguments are actually mad trivial. As in, they're very just what's it called? Sorry, my bad.
Talk about trivial beef, man. When we have this house link up again.
Like, no. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what? The house link up, I almost even don't want to do it, fam. Because
you know you're
going
to be the subject of a lot of shit, chap. Because a lot of shit comes back to you. That's why you're scared. That's why you don't want to do it.
You're a menace, man. I've done too much.
That's the thing. Like, I think we've only had, as a group, we've only had actual arguments, twice.
Yeah, I don't want
it. It wasn't even a thing of we're not friends anymore. One time the beef was patterned on the day.
Yeah, I think we need the house reunion, but only half the numbers.
Fam, we need to be supervised.
We can't have everyone there. Too many niggas. Lawrence is going to talk too much.
You're going to talk too much.
No.
But either way.
I think that's going to be interesting.
Because especially in the house, nothing was ever like, niggas did shit wrong and need to get checked for that. But it was never actual beef. Because if you hear some of the stories I've heard about the way people behave in houses together, people that are meant to be friends, big man, it's wild.
Yeah.
I think it's because we're all relatively laid back niggas.
We're normal humans. I can't even say I'm normal. I don't know, man.
Yo, that's getting clipped. So you're saying
after years of telling this nigga that he's weird.
Definitely just looked at himself. I was like, I can't even say I'm normal.
I have to be fair.
Oh, fair.
Because we're all weird individuals.
You just speak for yourself.
We are, fam.
No, we are relatively weird. No, that's
we're all weird individuals, all fam. Weird. Everyone has their own quirks and quagmires, fam. It is what it is.
Quagmires, okay.
hey, learning a new word.
No, damn, for sure. Damn, shit. The year's been crazy.
I've been clocked that pretty much for every episode we've recorded this year, for most of the episodes, I've actually been wearing, for a lot of the episodes, I'm wearing sliders, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm the only one that actually wears sliders on the podcast.
Because we have to come here. Yeah,
we have to walk here.
Can we use sliders here if you want?
Oh, please.
They can't even see my feet.
They won't even see it. I hope they don't see my feet, fam. If you've seen my shoes, mind your business, bro.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. The journey, we've come a long way.
It's been all kinds of mad, mate.
Yeah.
How do you, man, feel about a sliders uniform? Have we discussed this before?
Well, I mean, like,
we've
spoken about all of us wearing sliders on the pod.
No, but so you can't really see sliders because you can't see our shoes unless you want me to put my feet up.
I want a uniform so I don't have to think about what I'm going to wear.
We are not having a uniform.
No, but no, wait, no, think about like a sliders sweater.
To be honest, I think the only time
I'd want a sliders varsity jacket. Honest, I've been thinking of some designs.
The only time I'd want a sliders uniform is during if we're ever recording a Muni Chronicles.
We wear blazers.
I feel like a sliders blazer, isn't it? Like, what's there?
That we come through. Fair enough.
I think during regular episodes, we'll wear whatever we want, but like during Uni Chronicles and Ask Christine, we'll have a sliders blazer.
Okay. I see that. But yeah, I just wanted something regular to wear.
That's one of the, not one of the hardest, but a jarring thing to do every single session. Think of what to wear. Bro, I've recycled everything.
Yeah.
I don't have a wardrobe that is that large.
The fact that we both record as well, it makes it worse because we're generally just wearing the
exactly. I'm not going to lie, because half the time, whenever these men come up to record, I'm just waking up. So whatever these men find me with what I'm recording in, it's very rare I actually change what I'm wearing to record.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. Because I feel like what they do professionally in media is like if someone has a press run and they're going from different radio stations, they'll do it all in one day because the radio station's all in one building. So you go from the Breakfast Club, fucking wear this. Then they say you have to go to Ebro in the morning and then you wear something else. Yeah, then you're on Sway and you have to quickly wardrobe change and you're doing it all in one day.
I mean, it's simple when you have a whole team handling that shit for you, but
yeah,
we have to come here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Fam, even the location, how we get to this.
True.
Tata Tom's yard has changed. We used to fucking... We were Ubering before, I swear.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we deeped, yo, we're burning peas.
Yeah.
Then we said, let's just start walking. We did the walking.
That's because you live closer than last year.
No, no, because last year we were Ubering and then we walked.
Mm-hmm.
Like we ended up walking.
Oh, you start walking towards it right before you moved out.
Yeah, and then we moved. We're coming from a completely different...
Direction.
I mean, we've got scooters, we walk. Today was Uber, but...
But, like, you have done, like, a 20-minute bop now?
What, walking?
Yeah,
2025. Yeah. What time are we on? It doesn't take that much...
Big man, we're on, like, an hour 25 right now.
Yeah.
But the film said shit was recording before we actually started.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We only wiped for 5 minutes.
Because this one, like, you introed, innit?
Yeah.
So it was, like, I'm not going to have 6 minutes before we
even
started.
6 minutes,
so. Okay.
Hey, why you tell the man that I fumbled my intro? Making me feel uncomfortable.
It's been a good year.
It's been a good year. Long year, but a good year.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions for the next one.
New Year's resolutions for the next one.
What do you want to be doing by next year? End of next year? Or where do you want to be at?
Still 90 kg. Or probably not, actually, not even 90. 80 kg. Ideally. But I haven't. If I reach 90, then 80.
You're going to reach 20 kg in a year.
Is that a lot?
That is a lot.
In a year?
Yeah.
But the way my weight's proportioned, maybe I'm looking to lose 4.
I don't know, because for me, I started, because I didn't just start my thing at the start of when we did the New Year's. I already started like months prior to that, but I just set my goal at that start. But it's one of them, that's a lot still. In a year anyway, but like, to be honest, it's one of them, if you're consistent in your job, I think you can do it.
Fair enough. Because the reason why I want to lose weight is because I prefer a slender build than having like a proper, like wide build. Because I think a lot of the clothes that I'd be interested in buying, like, they don't really complement a wider build. You get me? Whereas, like, just, nah, this thing is, it's dead. But that's mainly why for me.
Mm. Tom, any goals? Too. Resolutions?
100 kg. That's the plan. I've got, 11, 12 kg to go. So, 100. Let's pray for that. It's one of them ones. Apart from that, let's try to graduate university. Or if not graduate, if I don't graduate, at least make sure I'm on the road to be doing something I'm happy with.
That's fair.
Fair enough, yeah.
That's a good one. Kind of stole mine still. I didn't actually set any resolutions last year.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Don't know. Just, I guess, just don't really care. This year, I will set a resolution. I'll say 2022. I'm turning 22. Mm-hmm. Don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Shout out to the Swift.
Okay.
I want to graduate. Honestly, I need the strength of every living being on this planet to get through the shit that is uni, fam. I want to make it through uni and then burn everything I ever had to do with uni.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
I want to be done with it.
You'll be back, bro.
He's coming back to do his masters anyway.
I think he'll be back.
Bro, I want to graduate from uni. But then the most important thing for me anyway is by the end of 2022, or whenever we come to do this thing again next year, I want to be happy, fam. That's it. Not that I'm not happy now. Could be happier, but I'm happy. I'm all right now. I'll say that's my main goal.
Mm. You want to be happy? I'd say, what about adding stuff like, make sure like you set goals to do stuff that makes you happy.
Oh, to make me happy. Oh, so...
Yeah, like stuff that I enjoy doing. Whether it's like going out to do things, activities that...
That's fair enough. In like, terms of
actively, like, create your happiness.
Yeah. I'll say one thing that I don't know if whether I'd say it's held back my happiness, but what's made it trickier to place goals, like, more like those short attainable goals that contribute to my happiness anyway, my personal happiness, is that a lot of the stuff that I seek to achieve in life is just not achievable now. So, for example, I want to have a big family. I want to have kids. I'm not going to get that happiness
Why?
What do you mean?
Do you realize kids are only fun for like...
Mo's going to create the
army. The early years.
Mo's going to create the army of the Balajis.
Once they start talking, it's downhill from there, bro.
Mo will create the army of the Balajis.
I love that, fam. That's the kind of shit they'll be saying, fam, about... Nah, they're calm. Kids will be fine. Kids will be fine.
Nah, bro.
Nah. So I've always wanted kids, but...
Yeah.
So obviously, I don't want that for the end of this year. I don't want that or next year. I don't want that for the end of the year after or the year after that, probably. So that's going to take time to achieve. Like, it's an achievement, fam. Achievement unlocked.
Yeah.
But in terms of attainable goals, I think that will make me happy within the next year. I would say graduate uni, 100%.
Yeah.
Maintain or work towards maintaining or at least building the foundation for good mental health. Getting a job after uni. I actually like the idea of a job. I just like the regularity of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like a schedule. Like, okay. I think that's why I was so comfortable with school and like primary school, secondary school, sixth form, because it was practically forced. Whereas uni, obviously you have to go and there's lectures at certain times, but no one is at your neck to do certain stuff. And although it's really important because you're getting your degree, qualification, blah, 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 you need that to get jobs and shit like that. It's very hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when the tunnel is very dark, damp, and there's bare shit in the tunnel that's out to finish you off. If you can't visualize that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So but I can't see there now, but
That's what made me realize that people that are entrepreneurs will like go out and make businesses or try to make businesses for themselves.
Yeah.
Even though like stats might be discouraging as to the success rate of these things, but the people that still go out and do it, they're like crazy to me because it's like that light at the end of the tunnel is
even
there.
Bleaker for them. It's even bleaker.
It's not even peak. Like, you don't know whether this will work out, or even the podcast. Like, we don't know that will blow. Like, we can do everything in our interest and be like, we have a target audience, all these things. Yeah, but we don't. It's not in our control whether we blow. Like, we don't see the light in the end of the tunnel. We just hope that there is one. And the fact that because we don't see it, you still edit episodes, still come to record, still make that you stuff for social media out and all these things. Like, we're still doing this, but we don't know that it's going to become anything. Oh. And there's people that, you know, will risk their entire finances, all their savings, and say, I think the guy that made Gymshark, he said he bought some stuff for making T-shirts and stuff that cost him like $2,000. And he wasn't sure Gymshark was going to be anything, and then he grew it to where it is now. Or anyone, fam.
But anyone
that takes a risk in something they believe in, whether it's them being an artist, rapper, something creative, business-wise, like, you know.
Yeah, but then I'll say the difference is that, for me anyway, with the pod, I don't think I'm in a tunnel. I don't see myself I'm in a tunnel, I'm waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel, that light being, podcast blows, you start getting best sponsorships, or making money off the pod. That's not where I see the pod. The pod for me is essentially a hobby. Like, we're doing it, we're having fun. Obviously, we have to put effort in. And money. And we do have to, we want to elevate the level of the pod as much as we can. Editing skills need to improve. It's shit like that, of course. If we can upgrade equipment, that'd be great. But then, I don't see the success in the pod being defined as us blowing. I just see it as long as it's something I'm still enjoying to create, produce, release, why not keep doing it? Bro, I could keep doing this pod until I'm
I'm down to this whatever.
Guy. I can hand this down to my kids. I said Sliders Junior. Playhouse Sliders.
I'm not gonna lie, if we all had kids and they took Sliders on, it would be
that would be the most beautiful thing.
It would be the most chaotic.
You know, that's when it would blow, you know?
Yeah.
That's when it would blow when we pass it on to the kids. I'd be like, exactly. What did you do?
Exactly. We laid the foundation, you know?
Trust me.
But you know what's fine? There's a father that does a podcast on TikTok with his daughter.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, where he sits down and then they just talk. Yeah,
but they blew before the pod. They were...
Oh, they were doing their little TikToks here. The ones with the swimming pool.
The swimming pool, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We all know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, though.
No, I know her name. The girl was called Maggie.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that's name is, but.
But
yeah.
Nah, man.
Shit, those are the news.
I think. Do I have any more goals? I think. Okay. Yeah. So the weight loss one. That's that's there. I want to continue Spanish. Hopefully, take that further. Increase my level of understanding. Gonna start watching Money Heist.
Never watched it before.
I watched it, but it didn't grip me. It didn't really pull me in. But for educational purposes, I just have to watch it. What else? Just continue. I think continue reading, and then career-wise. Career-wise, I need to find something, man, because I don't want to go back to uni. I promise, I don't want to go back. Like, I think if I do uni, the way my mind is about uni now is just literally, like, I need something to bring in a considerable amount of money. Yeah. And if the highest earning thing I can get is my entry-level graduate job, which would be, on average, 24K to 25 or something like that, all right, cool, I'll go uni. But if I find something like that between now and uni, however it may be, then I'm just going to stick with that and then go through. Because I just need income. Then after that, it's up to me what I do with that money.
Then there's passive streams. That's what we're aiming for.
Passive streams.
Of income.
Poku Banks 101. Passive
Banks
income.
Poku Banks.
Yep. I don't want to be broke too, fam. I'm tired. Like, that's another thing. I just want to be financially good, fam. Like, I'm tired of being broke. Like, just in general.
That's stress.
Not even that, like, I came from a poverty background. Just, I just want to be decent, innit? Like, because I don't buy the hype of everyone's a millionaire on Twitter. Like,
no, but right, I think it's one of them ones that, I think it's like a rite of passage to be broke during uni. For a lot of people, I've spoken to some of my older cousins, or even listened to some podcasts. Every man's been broke during uni. Cause I don't think this is the time for us to have it all together.
It's a life lesson, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, yeah, I just don't think uni's like. For me, it's like I want to get my shit together, but I'm also don't put this massive expectation that this is the time I need to have everything together.
This is the best time. This is actually the best time for you to be broke, when you don't have crazy responsibility. Yeah. To do anything other than to take care of yourself.
While student finance
is still backing you.
No, but the way I think now is like, yeah, but when you leave, you don't just suddenly have it together. So you need to build the foundation somewhere.
Yeah, but then you can learn that while you're here.
For me, it's like, I have to start getting on top of it now. Like, you can't really afford not to, because like, you can't wait too late to be like, well, uni's over. Guess I should start getting my shit together now. But because then the way someone described our age now is like, this is puberty part two, only this time the consequences of your actions in this period you'll feel later. Mm. Like, when you went to puberty earlier, like, you were messing around, your diets were probably worse than they are now, like, you were eating, but you recovered from it. This age now, all the drinking, the poor dietary habits, all that stuff, yeah. We'll feel this when we're 30, fam. We're just young enough to be active, but and then our financial decisions too. We'll all feel the repercussions of this when we're older.
I know. For me, it's like,
this is the age to start building good habits, fam.
I know. I just think for me, it's like, it's okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't be building foundations or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That I agree with, innit? But I just think it's okay if you haven't. This is the age where it's okay to not have it all together.
But you need to be actively building.
Exactly. You can be actively building towards something better.
Yeah, that's what I tell my sister, but she won't listen unless it's on TikTok, fam. These kids today, they don't take anything
You're always talking about this because your sister doesn't watch podcast. I'm going to send this to your sister.
No, you don't need to send it to her, fam. Unless it's on TikTok, she won't hear it. I'm telling you, you need to be building your foundation.
What were you doing when you were her age, Turf?
Doing nothing, fam. Wasting my time.
There we go, bro.
No, but they want
to
be doing.
Were you listening to people that were trying to chat to you and tell you shit?
I didn't have no one telling me shit.
No, that's what they always say. you had people telling you shit.
I didn't.
Taff, you probably just were.
There was no Pokemon. There was no Pokemon in my.
Nah, what's it called? I just think it's okay to not have it all sorted out yet. Like, big man. You can, as long as you're trying to move forward, you're good. As long as you're trying to move forward, you're good.
Yeah. No one's telling you to take large strides. Your steps are fine.
You don't need to be passing the finish line right now, bro. Exactly. Well, big man, we're 21 years old, you know?
And this is the age where you either build your foundation or you break it, fam. Simple.
But just to say that, 21, I know we're still young.
Yeah.
What's the average lifespan of someone, of a man in the UK? Like 81?
Yeah.
That's a quarter of our lives. Just saying.
What does that mean?
You still got 3 quarters left.
That's
what do you mean you still got 3 quarters left? Don't listen to these man now. They're veering off. I'm telling you,
that's a lot.
Start as to wherever you are in this video, yeah. Build your foundation. Because it doesn't happen overnight, fam. It happens through small steps of progress. You get me? Like uni, even at uni, it's not even cute to be broke like that, fam. Like
I'm not gonna lie. You're not leaving your yard if you're at uni. Exactly. Well, I don't go nowhere, bro.
It's tough. You can't eat your food, fam. Your friends are going to play outside in club and you're staying at home because you can't afford
it's
it.
It's not good.
It's dead. And for anyone that doesn't know, PokerBanks is a young financial guru. That's the joke.
It's Pocky Banks, baby.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, I just want to continue what I'm doing. And... If something comes up, I'll add something to the list of things.
Oh, this year, this summer, I'm going to enjoy. Mm. I think the last time I went on holiday just for me to go on a holiday. Not on holiday to visit family. Mm. Not on holiday to do that. I want to go on holiday to enjoy. I want to spend my summer this year enjoying myself.
Yeah.
I want a lad holiday, can't lie.
A what?
A lad holiday.
A lad holiday, yeah.
Like, I know I'm going to... That's why things... I'll still have a job... Because hopefully, if I do end up doing my masters, if I have the strength to do my masters, I'm making sure after January start, I'm gonna have an extended summer holiday this year, and I will enjoy myself. Because I realized like, I always spend summer holidays just my money, always working, or even the past few years, like kind of trying to prep for my future. I was working in a garage,
yeah.
So I'm like, listen, I'm not gonna be 21 forever.
Yeah.
So man needs to. I need to enjoy the shit while I can.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think from what I've read, or just my experience. So I said I read like over 30 books, and it's a good and bad thing in that you have a lot of knowledge. However, it's an information overload in that there's going to be contradicting opinions in what you read.
Yeah.
So it's good. That's also good in where you don't skew yourself one way to have one certain type of mentality, that you balance yourself in a different way. I think a good quote that stood out for me where I could have been going like one direction, because the thing is about my sister, we're on two different sides of the thing, She's on the enjoyment side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I'm on the frugality side now, or recently adopted the frugality side.
Taffy, sister's 18.
So?
Okay.
You can't be doing enjoyment 24/7.
Wait, Taff, we were doing enjoyment 24/7.
And it was wrong.
No, it was right. Taff, I'm not gonna lie. Taff, what fruits? Where are the fruits of our labor?
Taff, is your
where are the fruits of our labor?
It's not labor. This
pockets are empty.
No, but then there's no fruits of your labor because there was no labor, Taff.
It was labor. Do you know what's sad? See, all the money you've earned, the HMRC revenue shows you all the money you've earned in it.
That's why you don't look.
Exactly. All that money you've earned, well, how much of it do you have today?
That's not what it's about.
All the money I've earned, where is it now? All spent down the toilet, flushed, fam.
Okay. Let me finish what I'm saying.
It was a beautiful quote, too.
Tough, man.
You let me go on a tangent. But
go on your tangent, bro.
But yeah, so the less you eat, the less you drink, the less you party, the less you go out and do art. The less you express your life, the greater your alienation. You get me? Where it's like, you'd have a lot of wealth if you don't go out, drink, hang out with friends, spend money, da da da. You'd have a lot of money,
What are you using the money for?
Exactly, the greater alienation, because you're just some guy that spends his time in his room, not doing anything, just stacking up money, and then your life will end, and what have you done? Stacked up a lot of paper. You get me? So it just reminded me to like express my life more and like buying stuff that I like, clothes, like things that I think look cool. So I'll buy some clothes because that's just me expressing myself. Like when I buy a top, a jacket or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or when I go out to eat or just out in it, just to express my life. So I'm trying to maintain the balance And in that word balance, I wanted to... This is an idea I had where I could visualize my balance. So check this out, where it's... Basically, I get... You know that balancing thing?
Like the weighing scale.
The weighing scale, yeah. So I get a weighing scale and I get some chip tokens, yeah? So every time I do something on the enjoyment side, I put it down on the scale. Every time I do something on the frugality side, I put it down on the scale. So I can visualize the balance of my life, essentially. So if I'm doing too much enjoyment, I'll see that, you know, the guys, I maybe check that part. Yeah. And if I'm being too frugal, I'll see that the enjoyment side is gone. That's and cool. Then in myself, I'll see. So I can visually see what's going on. And maybe reset it every month or something like that. But yeah, it's an idea I have. I'll work it out.
That's a smart thing, to be honest. Just make sure you actually keep your shit in check. And
yeah.
But listen, if you're 18 and enjoy yourself with that. Like, hold on.
She's not even 18. She's 19.
Don't allow your sister, bro.
I didn't allow her. I didn't allow her.
Because we were still fucking around when we were 19 as well. So I don't know.
And it was wrong, Tom.
Listen.
Jesus.
Listen. It's one of them ones. In my opinion, the more you age, like, let's say, like, fun is up here when you're younger. Mm-hmm. Work is up here. Like, it's slowly going here. Mm. At some point, it's gonna hit this
microphone.
Level. I was trying to do the thing, but at some point, shit's gonna end up being leveled. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're quite close to that point right now as well ourselves.
I don't know if I can say that.
I think we're getting close to the point.
Where are you? Work, fun.
In terms of what I need to do, or what I am doing,
what you need to do.
Which one? Oh, which one is work? This is work.
Yeah.
What about what you do? No, it's okay.
You don't need to visualize that shit. Cut that bit out.
I'm not gonna lie. And it's like, it will get to a point where, like, for the majority of people,
mm-hmm.
like, obviously we have our outliers, people that do so well early on, so they don't have to work later on. But for the majority of people, it's gonna hit a point where you hit that level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it's gonna start being work on the play.
Yeah.
And you look back at the time, at the point where you could play more.
Exactly.
And you didn't.
Mm.
I'm not saying move mad and ignore your work completely. That's just completely irresponsible.
Yeah.
But enjoy while you can, because again, you won't be young. Big man, I'm not going to be 21 again.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be 21 again.
Yeah.
So why shouldn't I enjoy while I'm 21? Because I'm going to look back, I'm 40. Even if I have enough money when I'm 40, I'm going to be fucking tired.
Yeah,
your body won't be able to do the same.
I won't be able to drink the way I drink now.
Like, if you cut away, like, when you're elderly and when you're super young, like, this time we have in this current state we're in is very short, and we should just appreciate and do the most of it. And I think this year as well, due to all the, like, the reading and stuff, like, I had that awakening where I was like, oh, like, I had the realization that I'm gonna die, like, but I didn't deep it, as in, like, you like, I cared, like, you care so much about anything, like just random stuff. Yeah, it doesn't matter people's opinions or thoughts on, like, what should I do this? Should I wear that? Should I go here? Should I be there? Like, bro, you're gonna die. Like, you don't have time to do this. Like, you don't have time to care about what other people think. You get me? Even like the TikTok stuff, like, that was just lack of consistency. But I'm not shy about it. Like, whether people are gonna laugh at me or not, it doesn't matter, because, like, as in, it literally all goes back to, I'm going to die. Like, it's not like I don't have time to waste thinking about what people think about me, which then had the awakening, like, why, like, I came out of uni, because I was like, I'm not even doing this course for myself. And then it's like, I'm wasting this time now, as in, like, I don't know what would happen, but I'd like to be, like, because I could literally go tomorrow and I won't even know. Like, no one knows. So I just want to be in a position where whatever I'm doing in that moment, I want to know that I was doing something that I wanted to do.
Mm.
You get me? Because, like, you can literally go at any moment. Virgil Abloh went, and he went out doing what he loved. Like, he was doing fashion. Like, he was battling cancer for 2 years. And in that time, he was still doing shows, still going out. Because he knew, like, if I go, I go. I'm doing something I loved.
Mm.
You get me? Like, he wasn't wasting his time. Like, that's why I'm like, sometimes if people want to please their parents, like, you can please your parents, but when they're gone, it's just you and your decisions, fam. Like, That's what I deeped. Like, it's just you and that's it. Everything you made, like, there's no one to pat you on the back to say, well done, you did the thing I wanted. Like, you're literally going to do something for people's temporary happiness or so that they can brag about you to some random aunties and uncles you don't know. And then you're going to resent them. But guess what? They're not here for you to even get your resentment, fam. So you're just going to be angry and bitter and you take it out on your kids. You get me? Like, it's long. Like, you don't want to be in that position where you're talking about, I want my kids to chase their dreams because my parents didn't let me, fam. Like, I think that's sad. You get me? Where yeah. people are, and you got people my age talking like that, like, I want my kids to do. They're like, bro, there's still time for you to do that where you're not, you know, trying to get that chip off your shoulder, off your back, where it's like, my parents never did this, so you lot are going to have a better upbringing than me. So, like, bro, I'm telling you, man, life's too short to not do what you want to do.
I'm not gonna, I just think majority of us in the first world, it's like we have this... It's like, it's one of them ones that we're told that we have this boulder on our back, for all that. And we just think, and everyone, let's say we have this backpack on with hella rocks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're told from the beginning, we can never take it off. And someone has taken the lock off that we, so now we could take it off if we wanted to now.
Mm-hmm.
But because we've never been allowed to, because we've always been told we can't take it off, we don't realize that we can. Because, like, just say that lock is our parents or fucking, or whoever's raising you, I guess.
Mm.
That lock on our backpack
is our parents. Or just societal norms in general.
That lock on our backs is our parents. Mm. That lock has now been taken off without any of us knowing. And if you don't try to take it off, you will live with that, weight on you for the rest of your life.
Or even unplugging from the matrix, fam, of the whole... what people, the whole matrix of what you should do, because as humans in general, what anything that sticks out from the norm will always like reject it to some degree, or will, you know, shy away from anything that deviates from the norm. So the norm being a lot of people go to university, so people that don't go to university might have a certain stigma attached, like where if some people will be like, oh wow, they don't go uni, okay, like they're probably stupid, like, or something like that, or they get underestimated. Mm. Or there's a certain shame for not going to uni or failing uni. And then there are the expectations of where you should be in life when you compare your peers and assessors. Like, if, because we want to stay in the group, right, you're going to have to move along with the group, which is keeping up with the Joneses. If your neighbor gets a car, you might get a new car as well, so that you fit in, you get me? So if other people around you are going uni, you're going to want to go uni so you fit in with your circle. And when you don't fit in, the group might look at you a certain way and you might look at yourself a certain way because you're not fitting in. So for me, it's just learning to just unplug from that and just be like, I'm just going to do whatever I want, regardless what people say. And sometimes those people, we see them as the outliers or like the bums, like to the point where I now understand the hippie that doesn't really do anything, yeah? Or like he just chills. There's this one guy that goes on TikTok and he literally goes into a river and he's playing calypso music on some steel drums, yeah? And that's just what he does with his life. Like, he's happy. Like, he's not normal. And the guy's like, I studied psychology in some top university in America and here I am fucking doing calypso and stuff like that, because at some point he probably clocked, like, what's it all for? Like, it's not that deep. You get me? Mm-hmm. And another thing I deeped was, there's no rush. Like, there's literally no rush. I deeped that at 18... you could go prison for 5 to 10 years, come out, still go uni, make a career for yourself, make a life for yourself. So why not just take a little risk here and there? Because if it flops, we still got time to just, you know, fall on the backup plan. Now like saying, there's no rush.
Now saying that, leave your sister the fuck alone, bro.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Nah, but
she still needs finances for all this. That's the thing. You want to be enjoyment, but there needs to be money in the pocket, fam.
I don't know. I just think... Oh, because we're always told that uni is the time for us to figure out our lives.
Yeah.
But one thing it took a while for me to realize that you don't need to graduate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could really go to uni and just decide, this life ain't for me, and cut. Because most times people think, oh, you meant to go to uni, graduate to figure out what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Big man, you don't need to graduate to do that. You really don't.
What you need is a 9 to 5 and a gap year, fam. Simple.
No, I mean, you can even come to uni. Big man, if you need to drop out, you can drop out. That's it. Again, as long as you're moving forward, as long as you want better for yourself and you try for better for yourself, mm-hmm. and that better might not be even be better financially. You might even take a lesser job just because you enjoy it more.
Yeah. And obviously, it's not the same for the people that can go. The thing is, it's easy to say, you know, don't care what your parents say. But there are people in situations where their parents are like, if you don't do medicine, you're not our son. Leave this house.
Welcome to the life.
If you don't go to university, you have been disowned. You're not our daughter. Leave this house. Like, there are people that face that decision. And they will be those miserable, bitter people where it's like, my parents never let me do all that stuff. Like, and then they'll be left in careers that they hate. And that's peak for them. Like, I don't really know what to say for those people, you know. Like, you can't just say run away from home. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
It's not that easy for some people. But I generally don't know. But for those that can, you know, try.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, it's been a good episode.
Yeah. Sorry to leave on a somber note.
Wait, what's our longest...
Oh, no, I've got a happy note.
What's our longest episode been, just out of curiosity?
This would definitely be our longest.
Nah. What was probably our early episode.
Like, no, what was the last New Year's? How long was that? Because I know that one's quite long as well.
No.
Our last New Year's
I have to go back to Spotify. But the news I wanted to share...
Mm-hmm.
Someone we did a... Ask a student with. Actually, our first Ask a Student was with Christina Leo. She has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
She recently reached 2K.
Oh, really?
2K subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, congratulations.
So, yeah, so congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Mr. Christina. So, yeah, she's just celebrating now on Instagram. I just saw it. So, I just want to say, yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations to the 2K. And that's someone else, you know, started a YouTube channel, helped out a lot of people with her content.
Yeah. If you do medicine, you should definitely take a look over there.
Yeah.
But if you do medicine, will you really be at the end of this video? I don't know.
Probably.
Actually, my sister. Mate.
Medicine people. Yeah. That man drinks like monsters.
True. What time are we on now?
We're on like an hour and 56, bro. Yeah, so, like, let's say an hour and 50, taking
We've
out the first 6 minutes.
We've definitely done maybe 2 hours.
No, our last New Year's...
I feel like we cut
our last New Year's one was, what's it called? 49 minutes.
49, yeah, okay, fair enough. I think we did an episode so long it had to be 2 parts.
That's true, we've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that one we ended with Lee, and I'm pretty sure that was a common one, bro.
No.
Oh, no, I've got an hour and 32 minutes. If you're not buying the product, you are the product.
I don't know what we were talking about there.
No, that was... you know when we did that, you had us watch that flipping documentary on Netflix? It was about...
Oh, the social media
Social media thing.
Yeah,
selling so much to you.
Yeah.
Or they're selling your information.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. That's what it was about. Yeah.
That was a hefty one. So.
Yeah, that's true. Remember that, fam. Not buying the product, you are the product.
Shit. Looking at these episode names, it's just weird, fam.
Mm.
Remember the hypergamy one?
Yeah.
We didn't release that on video, bro, because I remember we couldn't record. I don't know why. We couldn't record that one in my yard.
We recorded the hypergamy one at ours.
Because I remember, because we had start. Have we started recording video by then or no?
No. Well, that was when we used the cardboard.
I know we had... listen, I wish we had a video
that
of
PDF
of,
tape.
No, because we do. Not a video of that one. A video of that one. Do you remember? Because that was the one we recorded with Will. We didn't even use your table. There was a cardboard.
Yeah.
There was that plank of wood.
Yeah.
Two chairs facing each other. The plank of wood is on there. The microphone stands clamped to the plank of wood.
That setup was mad.
It was disgusting.
That was dirty. Hey, man.
We've roughed it out.
We have. If you believe in what you want to do, then you'll go the man.
Honestly, the power's in your hands, people. Set your own resolutions if you're down to. If you're not down to, don't do it. Don't stress yourself out. Don't ever kill yourself for what you want to do. What you want to do in life. It's never worth it. Your life is worth a lot more. Unless you're a menace, in which case, we'll happily see you off. but this has been Sliders Podcast.
Yes, sir.
I've been your host, forever your host, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, before you do your intro... Make sure you... Do we do an outro before or after I say that shit? I'm pretty sure we do it before.
I mean, surely you should know about it.
No, we do it after, my bad. Yeah. But what's it called? Anyway, guys, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Come on. Thank you for following us throughout this year. We really appreciate it and all that. Again, make sure you share. Thank you for them... What was it? 28 listeners that follow us regularly.
Yeah, it's 28.
The red is...
No, it's just the battery warning. What's it? Battery warning. It's a battery warning.
Okay.
It has to be battery warning. It has to be battery warning.
Hey, for the people that listen on the audio, right now we don't know if the camera's still
rolling. We're looking at camera. Is it still recording?
How about we wrap this up?
Yeah.
And we see what's going on back there.
Yeah. I'm scared, brother.
Okay.
Look, so, I don't want to do the outro then.
Has it just turned off?
I mean, if the outro...
No, because can you see like the top...
There's the battery still, like the red thing.
All right, let's not waste time then.
Okay, anyway. Guys, make sure you like, comment and subscribe. Follow us on everything. All Spanish streaming platforms. TikTok and Instagram. Like the page on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
It's been Who's Tough. You found that on the pod again, aka the champion. And we slid into the new year in style.
Hold on. I actually can't remember. Sorry, my bad.
Continue. And the momentum's killed.
Like Tav said, we slid into the new year in style. And we'll be sliding out.
In style.
Wait, hold on. That was right to say. Hold on, because I haven't done my outro. All right,
that's peak, fam.
No, hold on.
What outro?
Sit there. No. Anyway,
what outro?
Wait, I know you said your name. You said Tav.
Why did you say your name?
Fucking video.
I'm looking. I mean, it's still recording.
Is that still recording?
Yeah.
It's just the battery warning, right?
What's your battery on then?
Mostly 20%. It's 20%
on there.
20%.
Anyway,
more than 20%.
It's
at least 20%.
Anyway, I've been your boy, Lumberjack Man. Demo's there, man on the streets, chopping things. Your boy Tom, and sliding out.